Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. This week was going to be Eclipse Week here on the podcast, but I'm sure the eclipse is long since over by the time you listen to this. I hope you had a great time. I hope you were safe. I still hope you have your eyesight. It's very important for photographers to still be able to see, so I hope you were able to do some kind of eye protection, and at least for a few minutes you got out to see the amazing experience that is the eclipse. It doesn't happen very often, so I hope you got to enjoy that. The thing I did want to actually talk about this week was I had an experience recently. I was out at a major shopping outlet, and their lines were long. They were really long. And so they were kind of snaked in trying to get into a spot. And we were in line behind somebody, and we had kind of come in like you were merging onto a freeway. So there's a couple of people coming in, and we were just kind of alternating and taking turns. And unfortunately, we were sort of blocked behind this other section of the line, and somebody decided that we had cut into line, and the people behind us had cut into line, and the people in front of them had cut into line. When the reality was, they came up and didn't see how the line had formed, and so they were cutting into line. The thing that was interesting about the experience was they got in line, and when they cut everybody else off, they basically positioned themselves between themselves and their cart and their stuff and the rest of us and turned their backs to us and then talked about how rude it was to cut in line because they had been in line all this time and the rest of us were cutting in line. Now, the interesting part here was we actually weren't cutting in line, nor were the people behind us. It was actually the couple who had cut in front of us who was upset that had cut the line. Now, what's interesting, I think, about the whole experience was they chose not to speak to anybody in person. Instead, with their backs turned to everybody, they just decided to make these one-off chintzy comments about how everybody wasn't respecting the rules that had been established. And what I found interesting about that was, one, they were the ones breaking the rules, like I said, and two, that they had made this assumption everybody was on the same page, that everybody was following these same rules. And then when they, in fact, weren't meeting that expectation, they decided to avoid actually having a conversation with anybody, avoid a discussion where we could have all reasonably said, hey, this is what's going on. This is how the line is formed. This is where everybody is. But if you're in a hurry, you could obviously cut in line or whatever it was. So this avoidance, these level of assumptions and this passive aggressiveness, I just found really interesting. Because as they got in line, the other piece that was interesting is they got more and more frustrated by the experience. They were more and more upset at those of us who are behind them somehow having caused this egregious error of cutting in line. As the day went on, you know, I didn't think much about it. But on the drive home, I started to laugh a little bit because I realized I think there's a lot of us who have that response in our creative practice. I think we have this odd passive aggressiveness sometimes towards our creativity, and we don't necessarily understand what is going on with the creative practice, what is going on with our camera, what is going on with our photography. And so we make these grandiose statements and we, in many ways, put up these barriers and we avoid actually having the interesting conversation. We avoid having the dialogue that allows us to move forward and create significant, meaningful conversations, either with ourselves in our own creative practice or with others. So if I look at my own creative practice, I think there's times where I've looked at work and it hasn't met my expectation, or I've had expectations where I needed to be somewhere to photograph something, or I've been working with a client and we didn't get on the same page about actually how to create the work. And through that process, a wall comes up. But because we're avoiding talking about it, the barrier just gets stronger and stronger. And we look for stories to reinforce our own behavior. We look for a way to say that, oh, the assumption I've made, the ground I've chosen to stand on and defend is correct. And we've taken this position of I am right and everything else is wrong. And in our creative practice, that can be very damaging. That can be very dangerous. That can be a really, really dangerous spot to stand, because creativity is really about taking in and understanding a huge volume of information, a huge number of different influences, a huge different number of resources, whether they're internal or external. We have to somehow give up to the creative practice. But once we decide that we're going to make it about right and wrong, we end up in a really difficult position, because if our creative practice pushes us in a direction we didn't anticipate or pushes us in a way we didn't think about, that could be a problem, because we're now having to make the decision, are we going to dig our heels in about being right, even though it's doing nothing to help us? At the end of the day, what we all probably want out of our creativity is to find a way to communicate some message that we have inside of us in a way that's significant and meaningful. We want it to resonate with other people. We want other people to identify with it. And we want them to actually somehow learn about us and make a stronger connection to us. But when we're in the avoidance of the conversation, it becomes more and more challenging for us to actually do that externally with others. Just like with ourselves, when we dig in our heels and we lose the ability to be creative, we lose the ability to step forward, we lose the ability to get that control, and we lose the ability to get movement forward that we need because we've chosen not to have the conversation. With other people, it could be very much the same way. Where I see this sometimes, and we've talked about this in other podcasts, particularly around juried shows, is our response to looking at people's other work. When we see work on a gallery wall, we see it in competition, we see it in a magazine, we see something getting a bunch of likes on social media, we think to ourselves, well, wait a minute, my work is better than that. The work I've created is better than that. But rather than engage with a conversation about how did the person get there, what is important about their work, because you have no idea how much work the person's put into what they did to get on a gallery wall or how they met people or whatever their story is for getting there, we start to make those assumptions. We start to avoid having the conversation about what's within our own creative practice, what's within our own work that we can improve upon. And we somehow get in this passive aggressive, I'm going to turn my back to it. I'm going to ignore it. And then I'm just going to talk loudly about how these photographers who come into the scene, they haven't prepared, they haven't practiced, they don't know what they're doing, they don't have the right equipment. It's clearly a problem with everybody else. And that's a really, really slippery slope. If you think about your own creative process and you think about your own creative practice, there's a lot of things you probably do that aren't the same as everybody else. It's a part of the uniqueness of who you are. But if you start to judge the value and make it about what do you need to do to make sure that you're always in the position, you're always in the moment of being right, you're always in something else, are you really attentive to the creative practice you're experiencing? As I looked at my own process and my own thinking about this, I realized that one of the things I think that can happen to us is when we go back to the story of the couple who was at the store, they were blocked by a display. They couldn't actually see what was happening. So without that full set of information, they then created a story. They then built up a story of what were facts, what was actually happening. And those of us on the other side of the display had a completely different story. Now, the interesting thing about that process is if you decide, like I said earlier, that it's about right or wrong, there was only one spot for the line to form. The reality is, for us and for them, two sections of the line had formed. So there was two spots where we had to merge together. Had I dug my heels in and said, hey, wait a second, you can't cut line, and had that confrontation, it would have been from my own perspective of we've all been patiently waiting in line. We've gone around this corner and we're blind to the rest of the line that was on the other side of the display. However, if I take the approach that there's multiple ways that we can get here, there's multiple ways of doing this, and what we have to do is find a way to allow multiple things to come together so that we can move forward and all of us have the opportunity to take a step forward. Think about that from your own creativity. If you're blocked and you can't actually see around the corner and you don't know what's coming, and then something surprises you from around the corner that you don't expect, if you decide to take the stance that, wow, that shouldn't have been there, that shouldn't have come up that way, I shouldn't have responded to that, you've got a missed opportunity to blend in some new stimulus, to blend in some new concept and idea into your creative path. That's how inspiration comes about. That's how influence comes about. That's how our mentorships come about, is we are somehow moved in our creative spirit, in our creative process, by a stimulus that didn't exist before. But if we choose to be passive aggressive about it, we don't have the opportunity to blend that information in there, to blend that opportunity into our own creative endeavors, into our own creative voice. That's a missed opportunity. And for nearly everything I've ever figured out in my own creative process, nearly everything I've ever read about the creative process, is all about the experience of being willing to try something different. And as the new comes in, it's being receptive to that opportunity. It's having the awareness within yourself and your own way of being that you're able to think about what you're doing in unique ways, in insightful ways, and how those are different than what you were doing last week because you've been given that new information. As you start to look at how you respond to things in the world and respond to things in the environment, I would encourage you to think about, do you respond when you're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off, when you're standing in line and you feel like the line's taking too long, when you are getting cut off in line and everybody's got a line and that's a long line and you're trying to check out and you're in a hurry, whatever it is, how are you responding to those external stimulus? Do you just turn your back to it? Do you make chintzy, snide comments about how the world doesn't see it that way or how it's not fair or how important you are and these people are cutting in line and they're not respecting the rules that everybody else has? Or are you giving yourself the opportunity to see the insights and the way of being that you potentially hadn't noticed before? Is there something that comes from the patience of allowing those creative stimulus to come in a way that wasn't there before? Or do you respond out of anger and suspicion of everything everybody else does? Your creative practice is your own. You get to make those decisions. But I think if you allow yourself to be a little bit more open to those experiences, you might find that the creative practice becomes more successful and becomes more engaging and actually happens quicker when we no longer try to fight and overlay some of those, you know, more aggressive things we do when we're dealing with other people. In turn, you may find that other people are able to provide better stimulation and stimulus for you in a way that you hadn't expected. Had we not run into that conversation in line at the retailer, I never would have thought about my own creative process and how I sometimes approach it from this passive-aggressive standpoint. So being aware of that, finding that stimulus, I think will be an interesting process. Don't forget, if you're checking out Creative Live this week, I'm doing film photography. I've got black and white film on Tuesday. I've got large format on Thursday. And Sandra Cohen is doing some amazing work with color film, portraiture, studio, natural lighting. So it's film week up on Creative Live. So you can check us out up there. And it's actually going to be live. That'll be great. And I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can find us up on iTunes. You can find us on the Play Store. And I will see you next time.